Hey, what up, everybody? It's me. It's Swirl. And this is, probably about, the 20th time I've recorded something, but I've never posted a lot of the things that I've recorded. But, so we'll say this is episode 3 of Drive Time with Swirl. Just to address why I didn't post some of my drive times with Swirl, because... Oh, geez, at least a couple of them. No, all the ones that I didn't post are just me ranting about something. And I don't want to get any, pushback. And what the hell, my car just stalled. What is up with that? Jesus. I don't know, it does that sometimes. Okay, anyway. I know, and you're thinking, Swirl, what kind of piece of crap are you driving? Don't worry about it. Jeez. Okay, anyway, so, they were just me ranting about something, and it's just gonna get me, not in trouble, but, I tend to voice opinions sometimes that are not very popular, and then people are like, Swirl, you're a bitch, and so, I want to avoid that now. I'm trying to be good. There's a new erotic audio subreddit, and I'm trying to erase the reputation I have of being, I don't even know what, I just don't even know. So, I am on my best Swirl behavior. But what I wanted to talk about, and it's funny, because this actually comes from Gone Wild Audio, and it was Senna's post about protecting yourself, and then, I don't know, she's got something called the Senna test to see if you're being a creeper or not or something. Okay. So, wait, my car's probably going to stall again. So, about that, and about protecting yourself, and I guess there's been some people on Gone Wild Audio who have deleted their profiles because somebody found them out, or somebody was threatening to dox them, or all manner of things. And I've seen it happen, maybe not a lot, but I've seen a few people have to get rid of their profiles, get rid of their audios. Very, very early on in my Gone Wild Audio days, I was chatting with a fellow who had to get rid of his account because he found out that one of the people with whom he had been chatting was underage. And so, yeah, that he just kind of disappeared, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then when he told me that, I was like, ooh, that's scary. So... it's kind of one of those things I'm careful about, to make sure the people that I'm chatting with are of age. And, yeah. Okay, so, a couple of things I wanted to talk about. So, first of all, is protecting yourself. Now, I am by no means any sort of expert, and I do a lot of stupid shit online that I probably shouldn't do. And, yeah. But I do try to be careful. And the reason is this, because if you know just a little bit of information about somebody, it is so easy to find out, everything about them. And I proved this to my daddy and to my good friend. My daddy was all, you can't dox me, whatever, I cover my tracks. And then... a little bit after I did a little researching on the internet, I was able to send him his middle name, his address, and there's a bunch of other creepy shit that I know that I didn't tell him. Ha! So if you're listening to this, Daddy, I was naughty, and you should spank me. And then I have another good friend who I was just kind of joking with. I was like, yeah, I'm going to stalk you and find out all your information. And I did. And again, it was super easy. So just be careful. If you absolutely cannot have anyone find out anything about you, use fake names. Don't give them your real name. Give them some version. Don't give last names. Good Lord. Don't tell what city you live in, because that makes stuff really easy. And the reason why I actually read Senna's post, because I always go in to look at them just to see what's going on and stuff. see, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Okay. So anyway, I was reading through and, oh, look, Hi No Name posted something. Oh, what does Hi No Name have to say about this? And if you read his comment, he makes mention of an old friend who was able to send him a link to his Facebook page. That old friend he is talking about is me. And he did. He challenged me. He was like, stalk away. You're not going to find anything. And his was super easy. He even put on there how I found it. And I actually didn't send him a link to his Facebook. I just called him by his real name. And, yeah. So, he was a little shocked. But, yeah, he was pretty easy, to be honest. And he doesn't really care that much. So, you know, he's probably cleared up all of those traces by now. Because, you know, as he said, dudes can fall victim to the creepy stalkers, too. I mean, I obviously have creepy stalker skills. I don't use them for anything evil. And now no one will believe me. But I do have some pretty good creepy stalker skills. And I think it comes from, I guess there's always a fear when you're talking to people online that you're going to get catfished, or that the person is just not what they're claiming to be. And even as, you know, close as you get to somebody maybe who you're having an online relationship or, you know, just chatting or whatever, no matter how close you feel, there's always kind of that, like, that feeling that, like, you know, they could be lying about stuff. They could just be making up, like, a whole persona, and they could just be totally not who they say they are. And so that makes things difficult, though, because when I very first started chatting with my subby, he was very, very, I have a lot of people that I talk to. Slut. He was, geez, it's really windy tonight, too. He was very, very private about any of his information. We were talking for 6 months or more before I even knew his last, no, it had to be even longer, before I knew his last name. I still don't know a lot of stuff about him because it makes him uncomfortable, so I don't press him for it. And it's not necessary. Like, I know he is who he says he is. We've chatted on Skype. I've seen his little face. So, seen more than his face. So I know who he is, and I know he's not lying to me, so I don't press him for any information. And then the other people that I went stalking about, I did not suspect them either. Definitely didn't suspect my daddy, as we have met in person. And my other friend has, you know, really nothing to hide, and so, yeah, I don't think he's lying to me either. So, at least you better not be. Give you spanks, damn it. And so, yeah. Anyway, so that post, or that comment that No Name put on there, where he said an old friend, fuck you, No Name, old friend, found him. That was me. And it's just, he just made it really easy. Now, I will say this, that if you contact me on Reddit, like a couple of times, like not like, one, if you send me a creepy PM, you know, you're like, hey, baby, you want to watch me stroke my cock on Skype? I'm probably going to look through your profile just to see what you're doing. That is actually kind of, I don't want to say saved me, but I kind of like was proud of myself for being cautious. I know I had one person who was like, you know, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to chat? And I looked through his post history, and he had posted something about being 16 or something like that. So I noped the fuck out of there very quickly and was like, hey, kiddo, I'm sorry. I have to block you because you're 16. You shouldn't be listening to my stuff. And if you're listening to this right now and you are not 18 years or older, you better turn it off right now. Right now. Damn it. Because I am not a creeper that way. I mean, I'm like a stalker, but not a creeper. And I'm definitely not a pedo. Damn it. So, But yeah, if somebody, especially if they send me a creepy message, then I like to go and see, you know, are they that kind of person who every single comment they post is asking for, you know, like, what's the sauce? Do you have the sauce on this, this gif on, you know, girls take it in the butt or whatever? Or I stick Sharpies in my ass, you know? Or do they post soft, thoughtful things? Or are they posting on, like, you know, some fucking neo-Nazi page, and then there's not somebody I want to be associated with necessarily. So, yeah, if you've ever contacted me, especially if you've contacted me a lot, I've probably looked through your post history, because I'm nosy as fuck, too. And you just kind of learn a lot about people that way, you know, or at least, okay, you learn about their, like, Reddit personality, you know, because I will say that the personality that comes through, like, in these audios where I'm just talking, or my sexy audios, or, you know, my comments and stuff online, I'm a lot more flirty, I'm a lot more outgoing online than I am in person. I'm very shy in person. No, for reals, I really am. I blush a lot, and I giggle a lot. I know, it doesn't make any sense, because you're like, swirl. You talk about, like, dirty, disgusting things. Like, you say, like sexy stuff all the time. How can you be shy? Well, that's because when I'm saying it, I'm just talking into my phone or into my headset, and there's nobody in front of me looking at me, so it's easier. But in person, yeah, I am really shy. Or for those of you who have had the privilege to talk to me on the phone or on Skype, you know that, by the way, that was such an arrogant bitch thing to say. I didn't mean that. Know that I'm kind of shy and awkward then too. Until you get to know me, and then like this, I don't shut up. And then I'm like, and then my 7th favorite episode of Family Guy is the one with Quagmire, you know. Actually, I like the one with Quagmire and Meg when Meg turns 18 and starts dating Quagmire. I think that's pretty funny. So, yeah. Online safety and stuff. Just be careful. Because it's like, you know, and especially because I have a feeling that it's mostly dudes who listen to me, so. Hi, boys. You know, don't underestimate creepy stalker bitches. Because stalkers be stalking and stuff. And sometimes girls just kind of like flip their shit if you break their hearts. So be careful about that. I am not speaking from experience. I have not done anything weird or figured out, you know, somebody's address and stuff. Because they broke my heart. You know, like, I wouldn't do that. Luckily, I'm too much of a weenie to do anything that would, like, maybe get me into, like, legal trouble or, you know, that would even cause someone to be mad at me. So, that's probably for the best. But just because you're a guy doesn't mean that some crazy stalker bitch isn't going through your stuff, getting, like, all kinds of clues as to who you are. And they're putting it together. And they're going to find out who you are. And then when you're like, hey, online girl that I talked to, like, we're kind of done now and stuff and things. Then she's going to be like, okay. And then she just starts, you know, stalking you hardcore. And she's like calling you on your landline at home and getting you in trouble with your wife or your girlfriend or whoever you're cheating on by talking to people online. you cheaty McCheatersons. It's okay. I am not an advocate of cheating. However, like, why am I even talking about this? I just don't even know. I just like to blab on to you guys about, like, whatever. So, I'm not an advocate of cheating because there is like, a level of deceit there. Just so you know. But sometimes I think it's a necessary evil. I don't think people are meant to be monogamous. I'm just saying. Anyway, and now back to Swirl Talks About Polyamory Yet Again. Or subtitled, Swirl justifies why she's such a horny slut. Because, I mean, that's the case as well, and just a horny slut. And so, don't be a creeper. And, you know, you do too late. Okay. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk about, too. So, there, you know, like I said, there have been people on Gone Wild Audio. Like, there was the one chick who was saying that people were bullying her. A couple of people have said they had to delete their stuff because someone was bullying them and being mean to them. I have to say, I am very thankful that that has not happened to me. I have probably only honestly received, like, 3 or 4 unsolicited dick pics in my, like, almost 3-year career now on, you know, talking dirty on the internet. Like, for reals. I don't know, like, and, you know, it's not like I post audios and, like, 4 people listen to them or something. I'm not, like, tooting my own horn. But, you know, my shit was relatively popular. I guess it still is. But, you know, I just didn't get, like, 90 bajillion unsolicited dick pics. Even if I post, like, pictures or something, I will say that when I post pictures, the comments get a little creepier than they do from the audios, but not much. And, like, I don't know if it's something about me, like, I just don't invite the creeper, or if the creepers don't, maybe I just don't appeal to creepers. I don't know. But I have never had anyone be really mean to me online either. And maybe it's because I don't let things escalate. You know, if somebody sends me a PM and they're like, oh my God, I want to talk to you on Skype, you know, I have to let them know that I don't do that. You know, my daddy does not permit that. And so, you know, when you're like me and you're just a little subby and you are owned by your daddy, you have to do what he says. And I don't know what that voice was, but there it is. accents. Oh, there's a new rule on my subreddit that if you post in an accent, you have to put a tag and then you have to say what the accent is and you have to provide a source and then you have to ask permission from the mods who are me and my daddy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. Oh yeah, no, but sometimes people will be like, hey baby, do you want to, like, you know, chat on Skype? And I'll tell them I cannot do that because my daddy does not allow it. Sometimes I get the response, well, what your daddy doesn't know doesn't hurt you. Well, yeah, it kind of could, because if he would find out, then he would spank me. So yeah, it's not really gonna hurt me, but he's my daddy, and if he doesn't want me chatting with other people, then I'm not gonna do that. And so when they say that, then I'm like, no, no, I really can't. And then if they persist, I'm like, I'm sorry I have to be rude, but I'm going to block you. Because you're being persistent and you're not taking no for an answer. So, creepers out there, take no for an answer. If somebody says no, don't push it, because you're never going to, like, talk yourself into it. Like, I think that's what I don't understand. Like, oh, no, thank you. Your unwanted dick pic was, yeah, no. Well, here, let me send you more. Like, that doesn't make any sense, so don't do that. If you really, really want to, like, get involved with someone online, especially, like, from GWA or Audio Sexual or whatever, like, some girl who posts on some sexy subreddit that you like with pictures, don't go like, hey girl, I like your tits, I'm gonna come all over them. Again, I don't know what the fuck is with the voices tonight. You know, don't tell her you're gonna, like, blow your load all over her face. Yes, girls like that. And we post naked pictures and, you know, dirty audios, but boys, here's my piece of advice. Women want you to think of them as a person before you think of them as a pussy, okay? So, somebody posts some really pretty pictures that you like. Maybe you noticed that, oh, I don't know, for instance, she's wearing Hello Kitty socks in her picture. You can send her a thing. Wow, your pictures are really cute. I love Hello Kitty too. Or, you know, something like that. Or just, hey, how, you know, your pictures are really sexy. How you doing? Treat them like people. And you might get a better response than, you know, if you send a picture of your dick and you're like, hey, look how much I came for you. Which, okay, sometimes that's kind of hot, not gonna lie. But for the most part, no. Bad creepers. All right, so I'm home now, And I'm going to wrap this up. So, bottom line, stop creeping. 2, cover your ass if you can't be caught doing what you do online. And 3, go to Audiosexual and give my audio lots and lots of upvotes. And don't give it any downvotes, because then I'm going to post like a meta post where I cry about it. Whatever. All right. So, thanks for listening, loyal fans. Be good, boys and girls, and come for me. Bye.